at the end of your leg, you have what?
You have your toes.
And your toes are attached to what else?
Down to your foot.
And everybody has two.
2 feet.
Suppose you stumbled over a box in the dark. You might bruise this part. What would you call it?
You might bruise your knee or your leg.
Hey, what's another word we'd give for this part right here that starts with an S? S-H.
Your shins.
Let's say that you wanted to get down and look at something a little bit closer, and you might get down like this. And when you stoop down this way, you were resting on what? What would you call these?
On your thighs. You'd be squatting down on your thighs.
Have you ever heard haunches for that?
Huh?
Have you ever heard being down on your haunches when you're in a position like that?
Yes, I've heard that.
Say that.
But I've never used that word, down on your haunches.
Okay. Let's pretend also that someone's been sick for a while, and he's up and about, and he feels better, but he still looks a bit pale. So you could say that he looked, what else? What would be another way to say that somebody looks sickly and pale?
Puny.
Mama Sims, how about a person who could lift heavy weights?
He would be strong.
Have you ever used the word stout?
Stout, of course.
Have you ever heard of butter going stout?
Huh?
Has butter, before it goes bad, does it ever become stout first? Have you ever heard that?
Well, I've heard of butter being stale.
That was it. That's probably what I
remember.
Oh,
butter would be stale.
How about someone who's very easy to get along with? What would you say that they are?
Agreeable.
And what would you call a teenage boy who seems to be very clumsy in some way? Would you say that word for him?
Well, he wouldn't be a fool. He'd just be careless and...
A person who never spends any of his money and just saves it all and keeps it stashed away somewhere.
He'd just be a stingy tightwad.
What about the word common when it refers to people? Have you ever heard that in reference to, say, a common girl or any sort of common person? Does that ever mean anything special to you?
Just common, ordinary person that wouldn't be educated, I reckon.
Okay.